You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome. Join our regular team and maybe a few special guests as they give you the lowdown on movies, TV shows, games, or just whatever they want to talk about. It's the best of geek from week to week, live on Twitch and direct in your ears via the podcast.
Throughout my life, the Ten Rings gave our family power. If you want them to be yours one day, you have to show me you are strong enough to carry them.
You are a product of all who came before you. The legacy of your family. You are your mother. And whether you like it or not, you are also your father.
I told my men they wouldn't be able to kill you if they tried. Glad I was right.
He's just a criminal who murders people.
Be careful how you speak to me, boy.
I thought I could change my name. Start a new life. But I could never escape his shadow.
My son, you can't run from your past.
Is this what you wanted?
Oh my god.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Now that we're all unmuted, welcome.
I'm done.
Welcome back, Dion. Hey, nice to see you.
Oh, look, everybody. It's Dion. I know, right? Where have I been?
I don't know. Where have you been? Where have you been all my life, buddy?
I've been in the multiverse of madness.
What? Ooh. Oh, shit. Yes. You're jumping ahead.
Yeah.
He's back from the future.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I've come back to warn you.
What happens, Doc? What happens?
Marty. Quinny, Jill, I've got to warn you.
There's this thing called COVID.
Ouch. Yeah, we know.
The next Marvel phase is not great.
Oh, no. Oh, but shit. There's so much of it.
And Bucky doesn't come back.
What?
Okay. I'm out.
Yeah, that's it. Bye. All right, sorry. Okay. Gonna have sorry, buddy. I can't be having with that.
Jesus. Well, yep. Thanks.
Yep.
it's lovely to be back. Hello to everyone in the chat. I'm waving that way because that's where my chat is. sorry, I've been away. Been busy with the thing. Thing's almost done.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
I have work, I'm just going to say. It's work. I've been working on a little thing that's not pop culture related, but it has been taking up a lot of time. And I'll make it like there's a thing coming out soon, hopefully. Fuck, I don't know. I've got to get it done this week. Fuck.
Right.
It's coming out if you finish it.
Yeah, it's coming out next week. And it's totally nothing to do with pop culture. It's a whole separate event, but it's very wonderful and great, I hope. Anyway, fingers crossed. I don't know. How have you guys been? How's everyone? Is it good? Have you seen any movies? I haven't. Yeah. I've just been staring at monitors from like 8 in the morning till midnight for 3 weeks. So I don't even know what's going on. But I did see Shang-Chi, so I have done the homework.
Yeah.
Well done. Missy is horrified by your hair, by the way.
Why?
My hair's okay.
Yeah.
Look, I'll tell you what's secret. It's a wig. Not your hair, Jill.
What?
Queenie's wearing a wig?
Yes. I'm
Queenie's wig.
It's a merkin.
Oh, no, I didn't need to know.
No, Queenie, if you're wearing it, it's called a quig. Yes, I'm back. And I had a haircut for the first time in 4 years. Thanks for noticing. It's great.
Yeah.
And yes, Predakanga, it is pronounced Dion.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, I'm Dion.
Dion
Fist.
The Dyrin Fist.
It's why we were so excited when we were watching Transformers back in the day, because we found out that, like, Optimus Prime, before he was called Optimus Prime, was called Dion. It's Ultra Magnus, isn't it?
Ultra, yes. But then I went deeper down the rabbit hole. I was super excited that someone had named a Transformer that it was like a cool Transformer, kind of. And then I found out it's not true. It's not verified.
Oh, what?
I'm terribly disappointed.
Non-canon.
Yeah, non-canon.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
The reality that I want to live in.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. We're all choosing our own reality. I'm choosing the reality where my shirt matches Jill's hair.
Yeah, weird. That's amazing.
I didn't actually intend for that to happen. I'm sorry.
But then I don't think anyone was expecting me to show up just out of nowhere. It's like, hi.
Yeah, good, great, cool, amazing.
I've got an orange cup. There we go.
Oh, I love it. Yay. Circle of life.
Yay. two oranges, one cup. That's a different thing altogether.
Cloud City coaster. The Beck will be, actually.
Yes, Beck. Yes.
That's the coaster you got me. Thanks.
I love that the chat's already like, yeah, we're just talking about other shit. Last Night in Soho. Anyone seen Red Notice? It's like, yeah, cool.
I'm
whatever.
Dying to see Last Night in Soho. And I watched Red Notice and I thought, what a great ad for all of the people involved's products. I've been watching things sporadically while eating food because you've got to eat, remember?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't just work.
I did watch James Bond on Saturday night.
Oh. I saw James Bond in three sittings. I'm not going to explain why, but I watched
it. Long movie. That would probably be one excuse.
I got a phone call at 7:30 this morning from somebody that I work with going, David, have you watched James Bond yet? And I was like, no. Oh, shit, I can't talk to you about it. I'm like, it's okay, Rachel, thank you.
In the morning?
Yes, 7:30 in the morning, Rachel calls me. Rachel, who's a very strange person at my work, and goes, have you seen it? When I need to talk about it. I'm like, I am not even on the fucking clock yet.
At 7:30 in the morning?
Rachel, yep. If you need to know what's going to happen in the future, YouTube that shit, because it's a conspiracy theory fest at the moment. Like,
yeah,
we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and I don't
want to talk about Shang-Chi.
Yes, Shangers. Oh, I will be forever calling it Shangers.
Yes,
sorry.
Told not to call it Shangers.
Oh,
but it made me low class.
Oh,
can't call it Shangers.
That's what we called the Shangri-La Hotel. You know, popping down the Shangers.
Down Shangers.
I think that's what he'd be called if he was in Australia for sure.
Well, he was in Australia. Most of this was filmed in Sydney.
Yeah.
The whole thing was filmed in Sydney, Quinny.
I can't believe
that. You might think that the car scenes in San Francisco were done in the States. Nope. They were done on a blue screen in Fox Studios.
Amazing.
That's fucking
everything
cool.
Was filmed here.
Like, I kind of had a moment where I'm like, oh, surely they must have done some stuff out, like, elsewhere. Nah.
Nope.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you better watch the assembled episode on Shang-Chi because it's fascinating.
Oh, man.
God, so
sorry, you go, Dion.
No,
you're allowed to talk whenever you want.
That was just the
even if I'm talking over the top.
What?
Quinny, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Why are you doing that to me, Quinny, for fuck's sake? Why did I even come back?
Because.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I've missed you. Look, you can have it all, Dion.
Who wants to talk about Star Wars?
No.
Okay, cool. Here's my review of Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi is a pretty good movie, but they missed this guy. And that's cool. I thought there should have been more of the wah and not enough of the other stuff.
I would argue that it was far more beneficial to have none of the wah! Kind of bullshit in there.
Yeah.
You need to move away from that stereotype.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to stereotype stuff, which is potentially why I was like, I don't want to call it Shangers. Okay.
There's nothing that's just Australianizing it. It's not like we're putting on COD Asian voices or anything like that.
No.
Speaking of which, let's do the synopsis. No, I'm kidding.
No. I mean,
no. Dion, you don't happen to have a remix of a 90s music? Like, have you got that shitty thing from Black Widow still on the on your soundboard?
Yeah, this sounds like Teen
Spirit. Yes.
Ted Lasso.
No, we can go with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I don't care.
Okay, that's here's the synopsis to the music of Ted Lasso. I've been
doing any of the show. It's like Ted Lasso was pretty much the last thing I had on here that's already prepared.
Okay, well, let's do the synopsis to the music from Ted Lasso.
Sure.
Shang-Chi, the master of weapon-based kung fu, is forced to confront his past after being drawn into the Ten Rings organization. That's a really fucking short synopsis.
Yeah, thanks for the terrible Ted Lasso accent.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
That was just unnecessary, Quinny.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of accents, Quinny, but that one, no.
Okay,
that is
I'm
not
sorry.
One of them.
I'm not entirely sure whether that was actually even meant to be Ted Lasso. It was more fresh cut grass, which is something that only critters will understand.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the chat. Sorry that I didn't have the Karate Kid music.
Yeah.
Probably or Kung Fu Fighting.
No.
We avoided that on Kung Fu, so let's.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We had that chat and we were like, that's not a song we're going to play, so sure.
Yeah, I was like, should we? No. Okay. And that's Druidic. You've never seen Ted Lasso, and I'm sorry to hear that. You will love it when you do.
We've done two podcasts on it, and let me tell you, got a high score for a reason, but sure, do whatever you want.
Yeah. Smiley day, everybody. Okay.
I'm trying to work out who that accent is, but it's not Ted.
No, it's not. It's honestly currently it is a character from Critical Role who is a
reminds
a robot
me of something.
Who it's sort of Ned Flanders and a little Ted Lasso.
That's it. Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
Dear señores and señoritas.
Yes.
Like a North Carolina Ned Flanders or something.
Exactly. Yes. And you know what? I'm okay with it. So that is a very, very short
synopsis.
Yeah,
what synopsis. Was that synopsis again?
Okay. It was.
I forgot.
Shang-Chi, the master of weaponry-based kung fu, is forced to confront his past after being drawn into the Ten Rings organization. Now, this is from IMDb.
That is not the synopsis of the film. I would maybe argue it was probably the synopsis of a possible iteration of the script.
Yeah.
Not the actual film.
Yeah.
Thousands of years ago, Tripitaka Buddha. Oh, wait, it's a different. Yeah.
I mean, and every other synopsis I'm finding is just as short. I'm like, come on. This is terrible. Anyway.
Well, I mean, you have to look up the original Shang-Chi character from the comic books, which is something I had to do because I didn't fucking know who Shang-Chi was.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. Jill, had you run across the character ever?
No.
Dion, nope. Never run across him?
Absolutely not. Like, I have to admit, when it came out that they were doing Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, I was like, that's interesting. Might go have to look up who the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's okay. We can all learn.
Absolutely the same. And to be honest, like that whole thing of calling it the Legend of the Ten Rings, I'm like, oh, that's a ballsy move considering you've already done the Ten Rings and kind of made a bit of a fucking mess of it in Iron Man 3.
They did a good job with the Ten Rings.
Okay. So how do you come to that? Because I think they have made a very strange meal of the whole Ten Rings.
And I can understand your somewhat hesitance to go along with it, but I loved the X-Men comics, so I'm used to absolute garbage fires of plotline. This one is just like a little bit of a smoldering brush fire, not an absolutely on fire, oh my God, how can they even explain the X-Men anymore? I don't know. You just have to dump it and start again. So what they did in this movie with the Ten Rings and the Mandarin, the Orange, sorry.
Clementine, the Tangerine.
Yeah, the Tangerine.
My shirt.
Yes.
The my hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've even got a top knot. I like it.
I like it. Money. But, you know, to each their own, Quinny. If you didn't think it was good enough, if you thought that that a wonderful actor such as Ben Kingsley was debasing Sir himself. Ben. Sorry, Sir.
Yeah.
He insists on being called Sir Ben.
If you if you had preferred to see him more as his sexy beast character, then
you make me look like a right cunt.
Yeah. Yes. You'll get that.
Yes. He's spectacular.
Right. Yeah.
Or yeah,
Gandhi. Look, sure.
No, look, I had no particular problems with it. My issue with it was that Iron Man 3 did that whole thing of giving us a version of the Mandarin, and everybody was like, oh, Jesus, where are you going with this? Because the Mandarin, the way he's written in the comics, is a horrific racist stereotype. Like, he is so fucking problematic.
Like, so, he's literally called Fu Manchu. Like, that's how racist it is.
Yeah, and has 10 magical rings on his fingers. And
I don't understand how the West has ever done anything bad in responses to putting out someone. You know, Ming the Merciless was timeless.
So in Iron Man 3, you get that. And then you get the whole thing that actually, oh no, it wasn't actually him. He was an actor called Trevor. And the real Mandarin was Guy Pearce. And you're like, oh, really?
Oh. Was he? He was extremist.
No, I don't remember that.
No, he announces himself as saying, I was the real Mandarin all along. And everyone was like, oh. And then there is a short film.
Yes, which I loved. And so for me, redeemed the entirety of the shit fest that was Iron Man 3.
Absolutely. But so many people didn't see it because
it's a shame.
Like, and it was only very recently added to Disney Plus. Mm. And I'm pretty sure they added it specifically to Disney Plus ahead of Shang-Chi because it gives you a key piece of information. Yes. That is,
what was the piece of information? I don't know. I actually don't think I saw it. Or maybe I did.
Okay. It's called All Hail the King. Yes. And it's all about Trevor Slattery in prison.
Right.
And somebody is doing an interview with him.
Right.
Jill, would you like to continue?
I would like to, make some vocal noises over here.
Yeah, sorry. I feel your mouth doing the thing and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. So basically this guy's conducting an interview and trying to work out, you know, what his motivations were to become this terrorist and reveals at the end that he is actually a part of the Ten Rings and is there to bust him out of federal prison because the real Mandarin wants to have a word with him. Yeah. And that's where we're kind of left. So we're like, oh, okay, great. So he wasn't the real one. Guy wasn't the real one. The real one is still out there.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. So that was of all the Easter eggs that we got of the Ten Ring stuff throughout the Iron Man franchise, and even there was a sneaky one in Ant-Man, we finally have it culminated in Shang-Chi. Yes.
And explain. That short film also has one of the best pieces of fucking Trevor Slattery acting ever, where you actually get to see the cop show that he created in the 70s. It's fucking hilarious. And you will find it now on Disney Plus. It is so good.
Yeah.
Then I want to go and see that because I quite enjoyed Trevor Slattery's appearance in this film as
reprise
as the duo. Like, can I say something about this?
Yes,
we mentioned it. Like, I mentioned it earlier when we were trying to talk about stuff, where I was like, okay, we've got supporting actors in here, and when I say supporting actors, basically they're comedians. So supporting comedians, and there was a whole thing like Aquafina as Katie, as a supporting comedic actor, has a turn in the film where she goes from being, she's there for comedy, to like, oh, she's not doing the comedy thing anymore. She's just in the film. And that, but it was nice because that's when Trevor came in. So Trevor takes over the comic relief and does it better, which is kind of fine because I can sort of see how that discussion went down. It was like, Aquafina, this is all great, it's wonderful, but Sir Ben's here now. And Sir Ben would like funny lines. And it's like, sure, Sir Ben.
She's an amazing comedic actress. And I feel like she's taken this opportunity in the film not to shoebox herself into that kind of role and to expand her acting credentials. And I really appreciated seeing that from her character, that, you know, she's not just the dorky sidekick, but she's actually, you know, quite intelligent and compassionate and a badass, you know?
Yeah, I like a badass.
A badass.
A badass. Sorry.
No. You. I was just going to say one thing that I thought was interesting was that, like, Kingsley was not in any of the promo for this, and I was uncertain as to whether or not to even talk about him, because essentially nobody mentioned him until the red carpet.
Yeah, and it was pretty much a secret.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fucking sweet, awesome, because I liked that they were like, oh, let's bring that back in and say, okay, we are aware of what has been done before. We know that. You know, Iron Man 3 made a bit of a fucking hash of the whole Ten Rings thing. You go to.
I was going to say, let's try and, repair this.
Mm. Yeah. And it was interesting because, when they first showed the Ten Rings, they've even changed the logos of the Ten Rings. Because when it first shows up, they were kind of like, people are offended because it was essentially, I think it was Tibetan script. And there was a big issue with the fact that it was Tibetan as opposed to Chinese, and
they've kind of written the history of the Ten Rings now as bastardizations of the main clan. So when Wu had his whole dynasty for 1,000 years or whatever, but there were branches that broke off from the main thing and were doing their own garbage. So I mean, the guys that kidnapped Tony in Iron Man 1 were their own version of the Ten Rings and so forth.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
It's all very strange, isn't it? And I'm going into this a little bit spoilery, and I want to make that point clear because it's been out for a while. It came out in August, even though it was in the can for a long time, thanks COVID. It came out a while ago, and now it's on streaming, so there's really no excuse. If you wanted to see the film, there's no real barrier to watching the film.
Well, there was, apart from the fact that half of the country of Australia couldn't see it until quite recently, and a lot of them didn't see it until it came out on Disney Plus on Friday. So that's why we chose to do it now.
I know. No. Hey.
Yeah. That's more to give explanation to everybody
else. I'm just a guest here. I don't have any interest in how the show's run.
Wow.
It's like, you guys are running it. I'm just here, you know, happy to be here, Quinny. one of the interesting things, I thought it was funny that they've made this about the Ten Rings as an organization, and even the Ten Rings that are in this, because it's so different from the original, the comic side of the Ten Rings of Power, which are literally rings. You know, they're not bracelets. You know,
they're bangles.
Magical power bangles.
Yes.
Magical power bangles. What do? They act a little bit like giant springs.
But look, I mean,
I whip my rings back and forth. I whip my rings back and forth.
When you go back to the comics and you look at what each one of those individual rings does, it gets a little bit too same with the Infinity Gauntlet and the stones. So I can understand
your mouth.
Changing
the rings came before the stones. Thank you very much.
I know that, but the stones came before the rings in the movies.
Oh my God.
So they're rewriting a little bit of stuff. They've got to try and take some of this confusion.
Okay, so help me out here. The rings in the comics predate the Infinity Stones?
Yes.
Appearance or in mythology, chronological order.
In mythology, sure, the Infinity Stones have been around since the creation of the universe, yada yada yada. Right. Except for when the TVA totally fucked with that multiverse theory. Anyway, but
the rings appeared in the comics before the stones. Is what
right. Okay,
and they're basically like Captain Planet's evil stepchildren. You know, they all have
each one has a different power.
Yeah, and at many times Tony Stark has actually taken one or two or three or four of the rings off the Mandarin, or he's lost them, or some goes somewhere, and you know, or someone's got one of them. Like the Mandarin lent them out to a whole bunch of people. Occasionally someone turns up with one of them. And it's like, hi, I have the influence ring, you know, and then we got
so Instagram. This is the Mandarin's lending library.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a library service.
It's kind like of. Netflix, but Ringflix. Hang on, no. Don't Google that.
No, Ringflix. I think Ringflix is Grindr, Queen.
Wow. Classy.
Yeah.
It's so good to have you back.
I bet Peter is glad she's not here right now.
Yeah. She sent detailed notes and I just skim read them and was like, I'll let someone else do it.
Don't worry, Peter. I've got your back.
Yeah, we will. We'll have an entire section called Peter's But Why.
But yeah, like it was so strange when they came out with, in Iron Man, they're doing the Mandarin. That's going to be fine. And when it all came out, I was like, huh, that's a bit shit. Like, I don't really like Shang-Chi's rings. I like Shang-Chi. Don't get me wrong here. I don't want to start fighting.
Deathly silence assaults Dion's ears.
I love Asian Black Panther. It's fine.
Okay. Well, you're on your own on that one, buddy. You're all anyone.
Every culture deserves to have something like this. I'm desperately looking forward to the Australian version of whatever they're doing in the Marvel world to increase.
Oh, don't get us started on that controversy in Eternals.
And this is okay. This is here's an important point. I haven't seen Eternals.
Don't rush to see it. Like, don't run.
I don't know.
Sorry, I like slicing the 10 tinnies, the 10 ring pulls.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah, you got 4X, VB, Swan Lager, what's it called? Coopers.
Fogs. Fosters.
Fosters. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. What did it last for? What's the Northern Territory one? Oh, fuck. And there's a Canberran one. So far, we're down to all the states.
Oh, there's Redback.
Redback's a shit beer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the rest of them aren't.
You can have 4X and 4X gold because they're technically the same thing. Yeah. They're the black. Oh, fuck. I don't know. 150 yeah. Lashes. No, none of that.
No.
Can we talk about the movie?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry.
got excited.
I'm glad we have you back, Dion, but I really want to talk about the movie with you.
Yeah. Back up.
Yeah.
I've been alone for a long while staring at
screen. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's okay, Amy. You're fine to be late. It's all good.
Oh, you have not missed anything, honey.
I said some problematic things, but what's new?
So, what were your favorite things about the movie?
Oh, that's a good question.
Anyone.
You, Dion. I'm going to let you go.
You didn't like the rings, but what did you like?
I like the weird wombat winged butt creature.
Morris.
I like Morris.
Yes.
I absolutely hated the big bad / villain thing because I was like, oh, great, another monster of the week. I absolutely love the cast. I thought the cast was great, which was, you know, the cast was amazing. I loved everyone. Like, all of them had really interesting sort of characters. I just thought it was a bit of a waste because there were some characters that I really wanted to know more about and I didn't get to, and then there were other characters that I learned too much about and I did not give a fuck. But I really liked...
You're telling us you didn't love Razor Fist?
I mean, what's not to love? I could go on.
I will let you guys know that some stuff that hit the cutting room floor was the Razor Fist backstory.
And I actually don't give a shit in this film about Razor Fist. You know why? Because I was more interested in the, you know, Asian characters, and I wanted to know everything about them. I love the little bit of backstory. I love the two friends that went into all that kind of stuff. You know, like they two friends going on an adventure, finding stuff out. Like, I thought it was amazing. When it came to people like Razor Fist, I was just like, boring, move on. I want to see more. Like the hench person of, what's his name? Zhu. Is it Zhu?
Wenwu.
Zhu Wenwu. There we go. The hench person with the slight kabuki mask.
I wanted to know more about them.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't I know who this person is? Who is this person?
Yeah.
I
like this person. I'm more interested in them than Iron Fist. Taser Fist.
Taser Face's brother.
Taser Face. Yeah.
It's fair. And like I kind of liked seeing seeing the Abomination and Wu fight.
Wong
fight. And then finding out the other stuff about that. Like, I liked all of those things. And so when it came to, like, an overabundance of CGI at the end and including...
The whole movie was CGI.
Well, I don't know. Not all of it.
The movie was CGI.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me that Simu Liu was CGI now?
No.
Yeah, you can't say he was CGI.
He did so many of his own stunts too.
I know. It was great. He had the two things that I wanted from this lead character. It was, he was able to fight and look like he knew what was going on with the fighting. And he also had a nice, like, other personality of a cool, fun-loving, regular dude. And that's where I was, like, very likable. Like, you know, seriously.
Yes.
Trying to say that the six pack was fully CGI. I don't think so.
No, he had that before the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually has like an 18 pack and they had to digitally remove some. Because it was just unbelievable. You were like, that doesn't exist. And he's like, no, it's real.
Yeah. My personal favorite moment from the film was the moment he walks out into the Underground Fight Club, which does mean that technically within the first 20 minutes of the film, it had already broken its fucking rule. But the moment he walks out and he's not wearing a shirt, and Awkwafina's like, "Where's your shirt?" And he's like, "I don't know."
Yeah, I don't know.
This is so great.
There's a beautiful moment in some of the outtakes where she's like, I think the bloopers have now been kind of released on Twitter and stuff like that, and you can find them, and I'm sure they're on Disney Plus. There's a bit where she's like, "What happened to your shirt? And then, why is this the symbol for shirt?"
Yeah.
I enjoyed her. She has a very great way of kind of skewering through the silliness of the movie.
And that was kind of what I really enjoyed about it. It felt like a very Australian production. Does that make sense? Like, much like Thor Ragnarok had the sense of humor of New Zealand that permeated everything and, you know, a little bit of a mix, this one felt very, you know, funny. And, like, they knew what they were doing. They're making a fun movie, and that's what I went along to see.
I would love to touch on the comment that Amy has just made about how she loved the complete lack of romance between the leads. And I can tell you on authority that there was a cut scene where they changed the ending and Katie and Sean did kiss. And I'm so glad that that got left out.
Yeah.
Because there's a much stronger friendship between the two of them than we need for a romance. There was also another weird cut scene of Xia Ling and Razor Fist kissing. And I'm like, where the fuck would that have even fit in? And I'm glad they cut that out. All of this weird romance that they've just tried to shoehorn, and thank God they got rid of it.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, normalize friendships. Not everything has to be romantic. Although I'm still dying for a Marvel rom-com. Like...
Yes.
Just want to put that out there. I would love
We got that with Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's not like your regular rom-com, but definitely a rom-com.
I mean, it was more of a sitcom rom-com.
Good rom-com.
We love WandaVision, but I love that this one really placed itself as being a kung fu action film. Like, you know, the fact that they didn't pull back at any point in time and go, okay, we're going to do this. I mean, yes, at the end it was more CGI, but through the bulk of that film, that was a whole bunch of just really good, well choreographed, well shot kung fu action. Like, this was Hong Kong style kung fu fucking action, and it was badass.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the guys that did the choreo for the fights have, you know, worked at, you know, Jackie Chan's Shanghai Academy and, you know, have worked on films. The gentleman that plays Guangbo, the elderly man at Talo, doubled for Bruce Lee back in the day. Like, everybody that was working in the martial arts on this film had so much cred, and it was really shone through. It was very cool fight stuff.
Yeah. And looking at some of the making of and everything, just how hard they pushed Simu Liu to make sure that he was up to it. Because, I mean, Dion, I can't help but notice your name being Dion Fist. I feel like there is a comparison to be drawn here, and it's not a flattering one.
No, that's exactly why I chose my name. Because I didn't do the reading and I've just turned up at the last minute. No, that's unfair. That's unfair to throw at an actor about those sorts of things. Like, you know, it was a different punishing schedule on Iron Fist. It's an unfair comparison, but I do agree that this film felt very much like it was a fully realized sort of example of superhero kung fu action. But I'm still at a loss to understand why this is a superhero film and why Shang-Chi is a superhero on like that level. Like, I'm not against it, but I would like some explanation, because all I got to say is he did fuck all. The dragon did everything there. And the real MVP is the dragon.
Oh,
just saying. Okay. Just like, if I could conjure the dragon, you know, why would I? It's like, what do you do here? I conjured the dragon. That does all the work.
Okay. I mean, sure. I can see where you're coming from. Yes, it's an action film. How is it a superhero movie? I mean, he's not super powered, but only half of the Avengers kind of are. So, I mean, you can't count that out for something.
Sure. By the end of it, he's got his superpowers. He's got his rings.
Yeah, he's not even enhanced, though. He's just got, you know, these rings that are, you know, mystical and set within the Marvel Universe lore. And it's, you know, been peppered throughout the Marvel history of the Ten Rings and stuff. So they're kind of just wedging it in that way. But, yeah. I mean, I think it's nice to have a superhero from, like, a different culture and perspective on the universe. Sure. Like, he's a young guy, like younger than any of the current Avengers, and comes from a different walk of life and has a different perspective, has lived through the blip. We don't even know if Shang was dusted or not, which is another interesting thing that could pop up in the future.
Technically speaking, he is more of a superhero than Captain America, because Captain America just did drugs. Like, just steroids made Captain America. Like, that's the best. It's like, how did Captain America come by? He took drugs. The end.
But we're also seeing, like, the way of the superhero kind of being rewritten. Like, it's absolutely not necessarily, oh, hey, anyone that's been bestowed superpowers now has to go out and, like, fight bad guys. It's like, what can the everyday person be that makes them a hero, and what makes that super? And I think, like, in the coming phase where we're focusing a lot more on magic, I think it's weird to say this, but it's a little bit more down to earth, because, you know, these Doctor Strange had to study to get his magical powers. You know, it's like all about what you can do in the betterment of, like, your human development to become super.
I'm actually going to call you out on it, Dee, because I think that pretty much every single one of the superheroes of, you know, that we've seen thus far have either been less than super, or, you know, have had superness thrust upon them. So
a lot of underdog stories.
I don't know what makes Shang-Chi any different from any of the others.
It's just it's not that I'm saying he's not a superhero. It's just saying he didn't feel like a superhero through this, because his journey wasn't particularly, you know, special. I mean, honestly, I kind of sat there, I was watching it go, oh, he has a bad relationship with his dad. Granted, that's always bad. And in the end, he kind of repairs that, because his dad's not really evil, but his dad's kind of a mass murderer, who, like, an immortal, like 2,000-year-old mass murderer. It's like, but he's okay in the end.
Who was redeemed by love.
Yeah.
Was he? Well, I mean, fuck, I like Star Wars, so I've got no fucking call. Yeah. Homicidal father redeemed by love stereotype, sure. fine. But yeah, I just kind of got to the end. I was like, oh, this movie seemed like it was leading towards Shang-Chi taking up, like, becoming something. And I think in the end of this, it was kind of refreshing that it wasn't about him. It was about the people around him. Yeah. And that it was more about, hey, there's a whole, like, the system, like, the individual isn't really the point here. The group is the point, and he's just more like, oh, well, if I can do something, I can. And if, you know, that worked, but I need to learn from other people. Like, I thought that was really a great point of this film, is that it's very collaborative. Like, Shang-Chi is very collaborative. And that's great. You know?
Yeah.
Much like...
You go.
This is the point of the story where I want to express my love for Xia Ling and, like, how much of, you know, a counterpoint to Shang-Chi was, and that, you know, the two of them really rode that story to its finale. Like, it wasn't just one person's journey. It was the two of them. It was about family and about connection and all of that kind of stuff. And I really appreciated the take on female Asian representation in this movie, because a lot of the time when you see that in a film, it's completely oriental misogyny of, like, you're either a submissive, you know, lotus blossom, or you are a cold, seductive dragon lady. But, like, all of the women in this film had so many dimensions, and a lot of them were ruled by, like, their compassion and empathy and just heart. I mean, Michelle Yeoh's character of Ying Nan was, like, so ready just to embrace family. She'd never met them before, but she had so much heart. And not anybody that lived in Talo was, like, evil or, you know, manipulative, nothing like that. There was just, you know, so much love with these people. And it, it really came through with Xia Ling, you know. She had so much drive and ambition for herself. But she was so quick to become, like, best friends with Katie, and there was no competitiveness for between the women, nothing like that.
Which, it's funny, I've gone down a rabbit hole in the last week and a bit of watching Morning Wars, which is, or it's called The Morning Show here in Australia. No, sorry, in America it's called The Morning Show. In America it's called
Australia. Whatever.
We're in Australia, it's called Morning Wars here because we already have a thing called The Morning Show.
Right.
And it's interesting watching a story that has been written and developed by women where the characters in it aren't necessarily at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. And there is a thing about writing characters that support each other and aren't immediately combative with one another. And it's a fucking nice thing to watch. I mean, it's also very complicated and there's a lot going on. But I love seeing stories that don't, if you have two women on screen, they don't just talk about a dude or fight.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
time to bring up one of Peter's points that she wrote in.
It is.
I was actually just going to bring that up.
It is.
So we've got a Peter's but why. Who would like to read out Peter's but why?
No, I don't have it in front of me. So
Peter's but why was the unfortunate fridging of Ying Li's demise. So Shang and Xia Ling's mother was killed off for the betterment of the plot. And yeah, that's, but why?
We got a lovely introduction to her.
I know.
Replete with the kind of yin yang, good, evil kind of balance out.
Again, here's a woman that's not presented as an evil dragon lady or a submissive, you know, wife to be. She is someone that, you know, is very strong and independent, comes into a family, has nothing but support and care for her children, and then all of a sudden she dead.
Sure.
Yeah.
And now we're going off on a revenge mission,
which I mean, I like that she at least got to fight before, like it wasn't that she was just killed, in a weak way. She was fighting all the way down.
Yeah, but she did fight, but it was
it's still a
for the sake of a man's plot development.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, you're absolutely.
Peter is absolutely right. She is the one that pointed that out.
And does that make Shang-Chi a Disney princess?
Yes. Absolutely.
Hope so. I also want to pull out Peter's other but why, mm-hmm. That we kind of touched on, that she said that this feels as much like Zhao Ling's story as Shang-Chi's. So yeah. Why is the title Shang-Chi in The Legend of the Ten Rings, especially seeing as it looks like Zhao Ling is going to be the instrument in the Ten Rings moving forward.
Yeah.
Which is why are we centering on the male protagonist?
It's a very good point, and I don't have an answer to it.
Yeah.
No. Is it a red herring? Is it they just needed to tentpole something or they slide it all back in there? Like, I mean, this is really an establishment of kind of like a James Bondy Spectre organization that gives it a little bit more gravitas within the Marvel universe. Sure. But I also kind of like the fact that Shang-Chi starts as like, here's Sean. He's just a regular old, good old person. Wow. Yeah. What adventures. Look at Sean's extended family that are all kind of cool and badass and, love the auntie. And then by the end of it, it's like, and there goes Sean. He's got some mystical rings now. Don't know what he's going to do, but he's just happy living in San Francisco.
Probably go back to being a valet. And that's
fine. I mean, because it's so weird. Here's Shang-Chi, all these legendary powers and everything. And then by the end of the movie, what does it do? I'm just going to go back over here and talk to my new friend, the Hulk, maybe. And then my sister's running an international organization, but whatever.
I mean, I'm going to go the completely frivolous route of guys want to be him, girls want to be with him. Like, maybe that's why.
Yeah. That's
Like Shang-Chi.
And also because even though it's not much, he has the name recognition value. Like, the comics throughout the years leading up to this were called Shang-Chi, unfortunately. Yeah.
And sadly, it's still a state of the times of, like, who's going to go and see a movie called Zha Ling and the Legend of the Ten Rings?
Yeah.
Led by a woman.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but
it
doesn't sell tickets.
No,
but we need to change it.
But it will. And I mean, I'm hoping that things like Black Widow and things like that will draw that further along.
Yeah.
And I mean, Amy does make a good point. It could have just been The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yep. True.
Yeah.
True and
well, the 10 bracelets.
Bangles.
The bangles.
Okay. do we have any theories on the bangles?
Well, they're not vibranium.
I don't, actually. I really don't. And I'm curious.
They're made of the same shit as Thor's hammer.
Uru.
Heard it here, people. Eh?
Uru.
Uru to you, too.
Yeah, bye.
Yes, I
got that. Marvel gonk for me, because you have the Star Wars gonk.
Yeah. Sure. There you go.
No.
Yes. But the look, I'm kind of interested to see where they go with it. It just seems like it's a weird MacGuffin that they've thrown in because they didn't know what they were doing. Like this kind of feels a little bit more like a Marvel Disney vote towards, okay, so what movie are we going to make next? Okay, we need to sort of get to this market is where we really want to go. Let's just get there. And it's like, okay, and we'll shoehorn the rest in later, right? It'll all make sense. But I mean, fuck, that's like they took a gamble when they started making all of these films way back where they didn't know what the fuck was going on. They made Iron Man and Thor. Like people were like, this is gonna be shit. And then they made, Captain America and was like, they're not terrible.
And now we have six fucking TV announcements coming up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like 3 years and then like however many movies, and they just keep throwing more shit at the wall. And like I was watching a video today that like talked about each TV series that they announced on Disney Plus Day last Friday and like how they could all possibly interconnect or what they could connect to with movies. And I was just like, oh, this is too much. I don't want to watch all this stuff. But I mean,
I think that the Ten Rings are a mimetic
million dollars. I'm all going to watch it when it all comes out.
Absolutely. Like, we're all there.
Future Skynet, which is Ultron. Because they can change shape and that they also have a thing, you know. And
I did see somebody saying that they, one theory was that they were in fact Eternal Tech. Because they show up at a roughly the same time that as the Eternals.
Makes so much sense, especially after watching Eternals and the stuff that like Fastus does with all the technology mm-hmm. and those bangles.
You could so see them as a Fastus.
What if it was made by a super Sauron and they're actually the Ten Rings of Power?
ten rings for the Talo kings.
Rings
for mortal men.
You know what, Quinny? That's probably the closest thread I can piece together, is that the rings have something to do with the Eternals.
I mean,
I think that's somebody the closest mentioned it thing I could ever. Yeah.
I could go.
I feel like I'm missing out because I haven't seen the Eternals. Like,
if you're bored.
I did have that. We had that conversation with Beck. Whose response to the Eternals was that she really loved it, and what she loved about it was that it didn't feel like it was tied to 23 other films and TV series.
She is tired.
Yeah.
And she has made it very vocal that she is tired of it all.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little bit that way, but I'm still just a slut for like, oh, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and someone's in this movie, and then they're in that movie. And I'm like, give it to me. But
does it make sense? I don't care.
Yeah,
just
give
me Blade. Give me fucking everything.
But then today I was like, oh, my God, all these series. I'm like, I can't do it.
Of course you can.
And make them link, and only if you've watched this half end of this episode of a series.
Exactly.
Will you get the reference to make 13 films later?
Like, and that's what Beck hates. And I get it. I get it. Because, like, I think Marvel have kind of thought, oh, you know what? We've done this for 10 years now. We've indoctrinated so many people. Let's just keep going. And it's just for them. It's just for them. And it's like, guys, just.
I read comics. I went down that rabbit hole 20 years ago.
Take it back a little bit. Yeah. Just dial it back a little bit. Because 10 years in, they're still a new generation of kids coming through that are watching these newer movies that haven't seen Iron Man 1. And
which is a terrifying concept.
It is. And you still have to make these things accessible. Because, I mean, if you look at comics, how many times have they rebooted their universes to make them accessible to new readers? Because they just keep going.
They're still doing this.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and
we
to
just
be honest, I kind of feel like
that's bit.
What they did with the end of Loki and the beginning of the multiverse stuff is that they've done 20 films, and now if they wanted to, they've kind of given themselves a clean slate and gone, you know what, if we want to, we can tell a whole new bunch of stories and shit like that that have nothing to do with any of those. And I do like that what we're getting out of that is some reimaginings of old characters. So, you know, we're getting a new Captain America. We're getting Wanda in a different role. We're getting, you know, White Vision and stuff like that. And then we're getting brand new characters that we haven't seen before, like Shang-Chi. And to me, that was the thing that was probably the most kind of exciting about this, was that this was a new thing.
I'm fucking desperately now looking forward to them just dumping the Avengers as an idea and just heading, like, leaning straight into West Coast Avengers. But then we could also get the Great Lakes Avengers. If anyone is appreciative about that, it's like,
look, you know, Askey makes a really
neutral areas.
Askey makes a really good point of that. That's what the phases are, aren't they?
Yeah.
And originally, I think that's what
it's not
they
just
were.
A phase, Jill.
But now, as we're heading into like phase four, it's still feeling like everything is escalating and it's joining with other stuff.
Sure.
I would love the start of a phase just to be all right, let's just clear the slate. We've got these five dudes. We're going to do their movies, and then they're joining up at the end. Bang, next phase, these five. Off you go. Do your team. Like, now it's like, okay, we've got 50 characters. I mean, look at the end of fucking Endgame where there was 60 canon characters at the end of that film. We're like, it can't be done. I did it. And it's like, okay, I've had enough of that.
And it's still nowhere near as big as the actual Infinity War.
Yeah.
In the comics, like nothing fucking close to the number of characters who actually showed up in the comics, which is probably a good thing, let's be honest.
I mean, like,
so I can understand the fatigue.
Incredibly fucking strange that Adam Warlock is coming in now. Like, just shit all over my dreams, but also, like, I don't care anymore. Like, people aren't going to care anymore. It's fine.
And yes, Slay, I think we all can't wait until the X-Men show up.
I can't. No, honestly, Slay, let it go. You don't want to go. It's too much,
hey, they're
man.
Giving us a continuation of the 90s series. That's all I want.
97.
Yes.
Do some more Logan just going, Gene.
Gene. Berserker Barrage. Sorry, I will... No, he says that in the Marvel versus Capcom.
Just hacks at things. It's so fucking.
So we have prattled on about this for ages. Should we rate really it? Have.
Yes, I think we should, and then we can go to a clip and we can talk spoileries.
If I don't even know like what spoilers we can talk about. We've just, like, talked about everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I derailed you for a good 20 minutes there, so I apologize.
It's all good.
Okay, well, let's smash out some ratings. Go on. I'm, as always, in the chat, put in a rating. There is a thingy, whatchamacallit, an emote for putting your ratings next to out of 100. And, of course, they all go on the website, much to my fucking annoyance. 16.
I just want to say hello to, like, the new people in the chat. We have new
Absolutely.
Faces. Wow. Welcome, Sly. He's a pal. Welcome, we fucking love Andy Sly. Cam. Hey, Andy Cam. I'm so pumped that we've got, like, more people watching our show now. So it's really
cool. I know. And I'm so glad that you joined us, because Andy Cam is an amazing cosplayer and one of the nicest people I've ever met. Sly, ultimate fucking badass of all things anime.
Yes.
And, you know, we just love having you guys around.
Yes. Talk to us. It's been a while.
Yeah. Give us a rating out of 100. Because we want to see it. And I'm writing things down as they come up.
Yeah, you're busy. Should I go first?
Yeah, please do.
Sure. Okay.
Because I know you're going to give us a weird low rating.
Fuck no. I didn't enjoy it. I just be like, yeah, sure, I can pull at the threads of it. It doesn't make it less of a jumper. fuck's sake. It still does what it says on the box. Fucking hell. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Guess what? Still don't know what the fucking Legend of the Ten Rings are. So technically speaking, it's 50. I don't know who Shang-Chi is, but what's the Legend of the Ten Rings? Not much of a fucking legend. Surprise, it's Spectre. I had a really good time with it because, as I said, everyone was... I wanted to know everything about all these characters, all the ones that they kind of put in there, like, you know, oh, Razor Fist, don't care, move on. I don't give a shit about some white guy turning up and ruining this perfectly useful and wonderful film about a different sort of cultural aspect. I learned some things.
Reminded me of me in primary school, like the only white kid in a sea of Asians. Because I grew up also, in Cabramatta.
And you didn't have a right hand? What the hell? I'm gonna give it 85. I had a really nice time. I just didn't enjoy the big CGI stupid fight, and also, you know, there's a few other fundamental things in there, like, it was a dragon versus a Cthulhu.
I was so fucking here for that,
and it's, I was just mystical. Like, yeah, but I mean, like, it was kind of mystic, but it's just so strange. It starts as a non-mystical thing, and then it has a very, like, easy to understand and explain what are the Ten Rings and what's going on and what does this organization do, and then it just fucking takes a turn into Chinese Narnia and goes, like, on the, which was a lovely place, but the end of it, I was like, oh, okay, and then we're back to kind of like, yeah, I would have preferred just to watch these people hang out more.
Okay, my question is, Dan, did you want a giant sky beam?
It was so fucking close with a giant sky beam. It was so fucking close. At least it was kind of like, if you'd hidden them in a giant sky beam, I would have been like, well, this is just a bullshit movie. But they showed the dragon fight. There you go.
Okay. What did you have a number out of that?
think he said.
Yeah, I said it ages ago. You have to rewind.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Pretty sure he said 85.
I gave it 85. I like it. It's, you know, look, pretty high quality.
I don't know how you thought the start of the movie was not mystical when this dude's been living for 1,000 years and, like, he fights a girl that uses wind powers, but okay, I'm giving...
I love that that was just so fucking House of Flying Daggers and so fucking
epic.
Crouching Tiger.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm giving it 89 because I loved it. For me, it has the rewatchability. I find Simu, like, so easy to relate to. He's such a down-to-earth guy. And, like, seeing him in the Marvel universe now and, like, just doing great things is so cool. I love that we finally have, you know, Asian representation in the Marvel universe. I love that it was not, like, mystifying and oriental in nature, that, you know, was very much rooted in real life Asian culture. And yeah, I thought, like, all the fights were sick. It was so cool to have, like, a kung fu movie now. Much better than anything Iron Fist did in 3 seasons, which was
it also had the dragon.
Too many. Yeah, it actually showed us a fucking dragon.
Exactly. Sorry, but fuck you, Iron Fist.
Yeah. And I mean, I have to shout out to my homegirl Sabina and her amazing work in the costumes department, because the costumes in that film were stunning.
Yeah, they were great.
They really were.
And amazing work by everybody that worked in set production as well, because the things that they had to build for this movie was just insane. Like, the entirety of Talo was built in Southwest Sydney.
I really love that headcanon now that Talo is in Southwest Sydney.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, how do you get there? Well, just go through the bamboo thicket, but make sure you take the right turn.
Yeah. The fight scene between Wenwu and Yingli was, like, entirely on a soundstage as well, with, like, working waterfalls and bamboo and shit. I mean, these guys put in so much work.
It was,
and yeah, it paid off. Impressive. It was a beautiful movie as well. Yeah.
Sorry, Jill, did you say 89? I was typing when you
did.
I thought so. I'm going to
interrupt you there before, Quinny. I just want to ask a quick question. Is, like, how does everyone feel about, like, I love the fact that Simu Liu's in it, which is great. I thought he was a great casting, but I always felt like I was giving unfair comparisons to Henry Golding, who was in another film with all the rest.
Oh, Snake Eyes, the bad Asian movie.
And it was bad movie. Go watch Snake Eyes.
Honestly.
Giant snakes. Anyway, yeah,
I saw those two so very close together, and it was watching fucking Chalk and Cheese and just going, here's one that is loving and embracing of its cultural sort of milieu that it's playing in, and then here's the thing that doesn't know if it wants to be a toy commercial. Here's the thing that is, you know, kind of weirdly Asian referential, but at the same time kind of shying away from it at the same time. Just shit. And it's like, oh, man, I think I like Shang-Chi so much more because it wasn't Snake Eyes. I am going to roll on in with the 92. I fucking dug it big time. I love that it wore its referential stuff on its sleeve. You know, having posters of Kung Fu Hustle in his room is... I mean, you've got to be pretty fucking confident of your kung fu chops if you're going to reference a film like that. And I was kind of like, oh, okay, we'll see how we go with it. And then the fight in the bus, I was like, okay, you got my attention. I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go for it. And if this is the, as you said, Dion, like the Asian Black Panther, I'm fucking all here for it because...
I didn't say it was bad.
No. No.
It's good.
I agree. I think it is.
What do I want to know more about? I want to know more about the history of, like, that side of Shang-Chi, and I want to know more about Wakanda. And America at the moment is kind of one of those places like, yeah, I'm sure there are superheroes over there. That's fine. But what's more interesting is how they deal with it in different cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think it was an absolute fucking ball, and I'm looking forward to watching it again on Disney Plus, and I'm more importantly looking forward to watching all that making of shit because, yeah, I mean, knowing that it was shot at Fox Studios, and I did see like a fun little thing of Awkwafina driving little golf cart around. I'm like, I know those studios. That's correct.
I mean, I feel bad that Peter couldn't make it tonight, even though she's got very valid reasons.
Maybe, I guess, whatever.
Yeah. But the for someone who was in Fox Studio, working out of Fox Studios while this was being shot there, yeah. She probably could have given us a few little insights into the production of that anyway. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
Okay. Oh well. We have a clip. We're going to come back and we're going to talk all spoilers, not that there's many left. and, you know, we'll give it a go. Anyway, let's have a look and see what happens.
Okay, let's get you ready. Let's fight.
Wait, what?
Well, multi-platform global operation. Every fight live stream on the dark web. Thousands of viewers placing bets as we speak. This is going to take your brand to a whole new level.
I think there's been some sort of confusion.
I like your spike face.
They're my gusset.
Usually, you got to fight your way to central ring. But a viral star like you, front of line, baby.
I'm not here to fight anybody. Okay, I'm looking for my sister, Shishalin.
Never heard of her. We just lost a fighter at the last minute, so you get the next slot. Nice one, Helen.
Is he really fighting in one of these?
Oh, no. These are like low-level fights. You're gonna be fighting up there.
I love Ronnie Cheng. I want to see him in everything.
He is such a great fucking character, and I, to be honest, that is an introduction to one of the scenes that didn't work as well for me. I love the film, but I don't particularly know why we needed to have Wong and the Abomination there.
Well, that's in order to make people feel way more comfortable understanding that it is definitely a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, come on, this is playing to the audiences that are out there, which is like, how do I know this is a Marvel movie? Oh, well, it's because, you know, obviously.
Yeah, Wong is there.
Everyone knows Wong.
Got to have some crossover.
Yeah.
I did love how they still had Emile, like, they still called him, like, Abomination Emile. It's a sort of, you know, is this the Incredible Hulk reference? Is it the same one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they've retroactively made it MCU canon now, so.
Yeah, but, you know. That's okay. And then they also pulled in Bruce Banner at the end there.
Mm.
You know, so, and that felt a bit... Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of those end credit scenes? Did they work for you? Were they necessary?
I don't care. I always want a stinger.
Okay.
Give me the stinger! Wait a second. The first one was when they were explaining to their friends what they were doing.
No, that was the end of the movie. The first stinger was where they're examining the rings, and okay, right. Carol's there and Bruce is there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I mean,
horrific Carol. I love that they've
de-hulked Bruce. Like, we no explanation for that, but I'm assuming broken arm.
Well, his arm's still fucked
from
up.
The snap, Quinny.
Yeah,
snap.
I know.
Broken.
Yeah, I understand it. It's okay.
I also love that now they can't have Robert Downey Jr. appearing because he's finished now. But they've just gone, who else is around? Oh, I know.
Mm.
Give him a call. He'll turn up.
Yeah.
It's the Hulk now. The Hulk is the linchpin of the Marvel.
Yeah, Center. Hulk is like the new Tony because he's the science guy.
Yeah,
He's the science guy.
Mm.
One person that I don't think I feel like we haven't really mentioned enough is Tony Leung, as the not call him the Mandarin, but I thought he was fucking great, and like I shouldn't be surprised at that. The dude is, you know, Chinese cinema royalty, basically.
Yeah, a legend.
Yeah. And somebody reminded me that he was in Hard Boiled by John Woo, and I'm like, oh fuck, yes, he was too. Holy shit! But
I'm sure he's been in more than that.
Yes, no, but in terms of the things that I could signpost. But then I also remembered that he was in Mortal Kombat,
yeah.
And wasn't good in it.
Another
is anybody great. Good in it?
Oh, Well, the Aussie guy, well, Kano, fucking Kano.
Yeah, well, hey, look, Mortal Kombat did a great job of being Mortal Kombat, and that's fine. You know, it's just a separate kind of a thing. I like the fact that there were two productions. There's the Mortal Kombat one, and then there's the, you know, Shang-Chi one, and there is a stark difference between the two. Yes. But it's just two different, completely different kinds of audiences.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I think they're still playing to the same crowd. They're still playing to the you know, young male action crowd.
I'll say no on that one, Quinny, because I've got to say, I don't think there's like that. Yes, there is an overlap of the young male action crowd, but there is a little bit more going on in the brain pan in Shang-Chi.
Oi, oi! And I would say you're having a go at my bloody Mortal Kombat? Oh, if I can fight you, can.
Yeah, sure.
My God.
Yeah, I'm not meaning to be dismissive, but also, you know, Mortal Kombat started strong and then ended terribly, whereas Shang-Chi still ended well. I just didn't like the last fight. It's all right. But then again, you know, I want a big drag. Give me a dragon.
Mm-hmm. So the Dweller in the Darkness thing really didn't work for you?
No, it's shit. No, I did. I didn't give a shit. Like, the Dweller in the Darkness will eat countless worlds. It's like, I don't care about that. And also, if I was Shang-Chi, I also wouldn't give a shit about it. Like, I don't know. It felt weird. It felt like there wasn't, you know, is there any reason that he had to fight the Dweller in the Darkness apart from the fact it's like, oh, it will come and kill us all and you're the only one who can save us? It's like, he didn't know that when he was going to fight it. He was just going to try and stop his dad from opening the door. And then his dad died and he got the rings and he thought, well, maybe I'll help the dragon because that's what everyone else is doing. Like, I mean, don't you think those Dweller in the Darkness things would have just got lost in the weird bamboo, the living bamboo forest? Or would they have eaten the soul of the bamboo? I don't know. There's too many questions.
Do you want to lower your score?
No! It's a cool film. I just didn't like the end bit. But yes, at least it wasn't a column of light.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's an important thing, is that we've moved on from a column of light shooting into the sky. And sure. Unfortunately, we did have a generic army of easily killable bad guys that everybody could fight by waving their arms around, though.
I love that they had an explanation finally for the armor and why that couldn't be penetrated by random stuff and it's all mystical and things, because that yeah. kind of makes more sense to me now. I believe Shang-Chi can go back to regular Earth and get shot and not die because he's wearing mystical dragon scale armor. Fucking banging. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You know, that's some good explanation, not just because it's like hyperballistic spandex made by the government of Tony Stark's dad.
What?
Okay.
I'm still back down on the steroids. Like, you know, you can only be an American superhero if you've had steroids.
Right. Right. So technically the only two are Captain America and the Hulk.
No, the Hulk was just a tragic science accident.
With steroids. Come on, let's be honest. No,
gamma yeah. rays are not steroids, Quinny.
I'm pretty sure that there were some steroids.
It was super serum that went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tried what? To activate steroids. It with gamma instead of Vita, and that's why uh-huh. he turned into the Hulk.
Yeah.
No, he was
just...
That's not yeah. what happened. Nick Nolte genetically engineered him.
Oh, fuck no. You are not allowed to reference Eric Banner Hulk.
Yes, I am. Hulk is still Hulk. Hulk is Hulk.
No, all Hulk is yes, Hulk. Yes, Hulk Poodle is definitely the only yeah. thing I took away from that film. Yes, we're going to have a gonk fight now.
No, we don't need to. Like, I've annoyed you all enough.
No, not at all. It has been lovely having you back. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that we wanted to touch on before we wrap it up? not really. Feeling.
I mean, you know what? Like, I you know, in the future, because we've still got Quantumania. Is that still coming out?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it still on the slate? I just want, in Quantumania, I want to see that as a crossover with Shang-Chi, just so Katie and the Ant-Man sidekick dude, the explainer.
Luis, sorry.
I want Katie and Luis to just be in San Francisco catching up over all the weird shit that Ant-Man and Shang-Chi. Can we not just have like a scene for that of just those two going, oh my God, yeah, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And it's like, sure. Yeah, and we almost died like four times, you know?
Yes.
That
yes.
would be great. Get on it, Marvel.
Yeah.
Katie and
that's
Louise.
The crossover we want to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get all the side
San
characters.
Francisco crossover.
Get all the side characters, you know. Who was the FBI one from
Jimmy.
Jimmy Woo.
Yeah, Woo? Jimmy Woo's you know, his team, and it's all of them. It's Katie, it's freaking Louise, it's everyone, like everyone.
Karun, the valet from Eternals. Fuck yeah. I'm down for this.
I want to see all of them interacting with, and they're just in the background. They're just kind of like, oh, well, they're fighting again. Yeah. Do you want to go get a coffee? Sure, they'll be at it for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's have the spin-off TV series of all the normal people sidekicks.
Love it.
I'm into it. I would watch that. I would watch the shit out of that.
Yeah. You get all your cameos. People just turn up every now and again, have to do 5 minutes.
Yep.
Eventually, you know, all of the superheroes have to go to court and get defended by She-Hulk because of the damage they've caused.
And, of course, they're going to have to have a defendant, and that's going to be Charlie Cox. So, you know.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. It's all going to happen.
I hope Charlie Cox comes back as Daredevil. I'm down for
I think everybody does. Yeah.
There has been so much teased around that. There's been so much kind of like, what is it? His arms? I don't know. And it's just like.
I'm like, just give us this fucking No Way Home trailer tomorrow.
I know. So
we'll be done with the fucking speculation.
Oh, yeah. That's
tomorrow God, just, fucking morning. And it cannot come soon enough.
I know. Well, I'm so tired of the stupid memes.
I know. Scrolling through Twitter and every second fucking post is like, confirmed, such and such is in it. And I'm like, you haven't confirmed.
It's not
shit.
Confirmed. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Quick question, because I haven't looked at anything in the calendar. Have we talked about Dune? Did we do Dune?
We haven't done Dune.
Dune? No, we haven't done Dune.
We're doing Dune. Dune is the one that's going to come up. Because Dune is the 1978 version that we're talking about. That's Dune. But this one's Dune.
Dune.
Because there's bagpipes in Dune.
What you doing?
Yeah.
The reason we haven't covered it is because it hasn't come out in the cinemas yet. However,
officially in Australia.
Yeah. Of course, it has shown up on various different networks, including HBO Max. But also, there have been a bunch of press screenings of it here in Australia. So a lot of people have seen it.
I saw that come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
The press screening. I don't know if we've done it yet.
No,
And you're off. You're off to see something, Quinny, soon.
Yes. Friday? Well, I'm. Yeah, Friday. I'm going off to go and watch Venom 2. because why?
Yeah,
the fuck
because
not?
None of the rest of us wanted to go.
Yeah, exactly.
come on, don't you want to go and see Woody Harrelson? Come on, but he's been confirmed anyway. I won't get too much into it.
And at some point in time over the weekend, I will be building this. That would be from Adsky in the chat.
Amazing.
Yeah. Like, cool. So basically he sent this a little while ago. He's like, do you want it? And I was like, oh yeah, it could be cool. And then I was like, yes, I will do that. And I will watch the film. Sure. So over the course of the weekend, at some point in time, I'll build at least some of this and then tell you what I think of the film as we build.
I feel like I need to make that admission that, while you've got Lego and that's fantastic, my Lego that I built during lockdown, which we were doing the Lego lockdown stuff, I've gone off the rails. I've got I have dug myself into a Lego hole and I have to just stop. I have to go, like, it's been therapy. It's been literally something that I've done over the last couple of months that is not screen based. So I try to take a bit of time out every day to just not look at a screen and put together some Lego, but I have bought too much Lego.
And are you going to get the new AT-AT set?
With what money?
The gigantic one. Oh, my God.
I already spent all my money. I'm still paying off my Lego that I bought. You know, if someone wants to fund the giant edit, sure. break my legs. I'm all for it. But yes, I saw all of the Lego. The giant ad is quite amazing.
I love the ad for it. I thought the ad itself was fucking amazing.
Sure.
You know, it looked great. And yes, $1,100 is a lot for Lego.
And that's not even that'd be cheap.
That's not the full price version.
Like, no, it's like $1,500 or $1,400. It's ridiculous.
Maybe we wait and see if like the Chinese knockoff is any cheaper.
Yes, true. Good old Leppin.
Look, I've got a bunch of stuff on pre-order that's still weighing over me. So I'm just like,
how many more helmets, dude? How many more helmets? How are there even that many helmets?
Well, if you just repaint one that you've already got.
Yeah, that's your problem. You're buying all the repainted ones. You could just do it yourself.
Why the solo molds? Don't go for repaints. Just go for original molds. I mean,
don't yuck my yum, Jill.
Yeah.
Fuck, I mean, I've got, like, I'm just, looking around like this. Fuck, where are
you
they?
You're doing me, looking around, going, where are
oh,
they?
Oh, wait, hang on. Hey, I can actually do the thing. It's like, who wants to see just how out of control my Lego has gotten?
Yes. Yes, we all want to see. Here we go. Let's solo his layout.
Look at this thing.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, dear.
That's not out of control. That's very pretty. That is
what
very
even is
big,
this?
Though.
That is a chunk of gray Lego.
What? Why is there a coffee cup in the middle of it? Why is there a fucking coffee cup there?
I keep close.
I don't
know. I'm just trying to work out why the fuck there's music playing all of a sudden.
Yeah, where did that come from?
I don't know, but I feel like suddenly there's a musical element that I don't know where the fuck that's coming from. Dion, did you hit a button that we don't know about?
Yeah, you
start playing some music. Yeah, maybe.
Here we go. I love it because it was just like suddenly there was this and suddenly the Lego was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what sounded like Coldplay in the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you can stop focusing on me now. I've had my fun. I might.
Oh.
How this project goes. Ah, yes. Ah.
sorry. My apologies. So Friday, what's going on Friday? What are we doing? What's happening? I know I'm not going
to
be around.
The first in our many talks, hopefully to come, of musicals.
Yay! Oh,
the girls and I are talking all things musicals, whether that be on stage, in movies, on TV, whatever have you.
Yay!
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, I know what happened to the music. You know what happened? As I moved that Lego thing, I accidentally knocked off an R2-D2, which hit the desk and started playing the music. There's the explanation to it. Perfect.
Great.
I'm glad I'm
Amy, that's actually a fucking great title for it. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Yeah.
I love it.
So come join us on Friday to talk all things musical.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. Unfortunately, I won't be there. I'll be watching what may well be a shit film. But, you know, what can you do?
Okay.
Yeah.
One of us is going to have to do the StreamYard.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, you will. Well, you know what this is. Perfect. I'll try
Okay.
Can't guarantee anything, though. I'm not a very musical person.
That is bullshit, and I know it. Lovely. Yeah. Thanks for having me back. It's been nice to get to turn up again and be like, what's going on? You guys look like you're all across it. Have fun. It's nice to talk to everyone in the chat. Hello, everyone in the chat.
I think we'll keep you. You're all right.
Yeah, I reckon we'll give you another run at it.
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, it's all fun and games. And then it's Christmas.
Oh, don't. Oh,
Jesus, man.
But thank you, everyone who joined us in the chat tonight.
As always, you are an amazing group of people. And to the new people who joined us, thanks. Thanks for coming in and playing. Fucking cool.
Thanks for hanging out. Yeah.
Right. Well, we will see you next week. Thank you and good night.
In a world full of, I want to live in a world full of heroes.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table Podcast.
If you have comments, feedback, questions, or suggestions, email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. From our website, you can find our Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook links, as well as ways to donate to the show if you're feeling generous. And of course, you can join in the show live on Tuesday and Friday nights on our Twitch channel. Until next time, stay awesome!